Yeah, next guest, Mickey Godden for Tyre Power, selected Toyo tyres at 25% off. Tyre Power in tough times, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. They're here to help, tyrepower.com.au. Blight, every time we spoke to Mickey during the year, he's had to come up and answer all the questions. They haven't been winning, but I think it's the first time he can come in with a smile on his face. 3 from 3, won the last 3 in September. They've been outstanding and pretty competitive against Geelong too, so the signs are good. Hello, Mick, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Will. A bit happier now.
Yeah, just tell us from your point of view, we'll talk about the players getting their win and that, but I watched you guys, all the coaches, after the first win, the second win. It must be just a good feeling, because you're working as hard as you've ever worked, and just to get a bit of reward must be great.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I think you know the path is right. You know what you're doing is correct, and you know we were confident in that all the way through, but then, you know, consistently not being able to put the result on the board is, you know, it's difficult, because the players are putting in the work and you want them to get rewarded. You want the members and supporters to have something to smile about. So to actually get that first win was really nice. It was nice for Nixie and, you know, for the players in particular, because of the work that they've put in. So, yeah, it was just, yeah, it makes you feel good again.
Can you remember, Mick, your expectations at the start of the year? The way I saw it as a rebuild. Blighty thought you could still win 8 to 10 games or whatever. What was the feeling from you and the coaches at the start of the year, given the players you lost, the players you got in? Where did you see it?
Yeah, it was an awkward one, because obviously the players that had left, and obviously with a new game, playing a new coach. But I personally thought around that 8 mark was probably the target. You know, played Sydney round 1. I felt that we let ourselves down, obviously in centre bounce in particular. And I still felt confident. And then, you know, COVID came and things didn't go that well for us for a month or two there. But, yeah, things are starting to turn. But, yeah, I felt that was sort of the number.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because, you know, I think that's realistic. Say your rebuilding's later. Rob Chapman's come out today and said that, and that's fine, but I reckon it should have been said earlier if that was a fact. Anyhow, hey, I'm really fascinated with this. We tried to get someone on early in the week, Monday. I read an article where Rory Sloan and Matthew Nix had said, Rory Sloan, when he was out injured, went to Matthew Nix and tried to explain his language. And I found it a really interesting word that Matthew Nix admitted, yes, I had to change my language. What sort of language and what sort of questions was that from Rory Sloan to actually make this turnaround, which Nixie said happened?
Yeah, Blighty, I think what they'd be referring to is, as you know, in footy, there's phrases that we use that mean a bigger picture. So, you know, if you're talking about something that happens within a game, we like to have a key word, and that key word can paint a really big picture for a player. And I guess, you know, that's what a new coach coming in is trying to sell, what that is. And there's a lot of information. We went through today, actually, the amount of information the players have taken on in this first 12 months under Nixie. It's an enormous amount of information. So I think any time you can simplify that, so just, you know, I guess attaching the action to the key word, and that's what I think the conversation was about. Clearly, I wasn't in that conversation, but that's, you know, that's what we use those words for. And I guess the clarity around that, out of that, has helped the playing group. Sloaney's big on it, and I know that he's discussed it a lot with me as well. So, I think that's what that was.
Yeah, so just give us one word. I mean, is it something like perimeter, rollback, roundup, corral, slide, soft zone, stoppage cover, quarterback, keeper, spitter, high forward, handover, bumper bar? Which one of those? Is that the sort of stuff you're talking about?
Yeah, all of the above. Yeah. Oh, so obviously, Jesus. every coach has a different phrase. So there's probably, and we don't even know we're saying them half the time. There's that many of them, but the players do get to learn them.
No, hang on. Hang on. Which one? Give us an example.
Oh,
Mickey, come on. Give us an example. So if you say we're going to kick the ball to the halfback flank, now just put that in another word that something was used like that. Is that a tease distance? A trail in, defensive field, ticking vacuum lids.
He's been doing his homework, Brody.
Striking distance, you can. I mean, honestly, yeah, okay. I could say 50.
All the mumbo jumbo that's been going on for 10 years.
So just to clarify, Mickey, it's not so much game plan. It's more of all the little things that the players perhaps were getting bogged down with too much of that, and rather just getting on with it.
Yeah, I think when you come in, obviously with a new group, you want to impose all of those thoughts and the style. And the reality is that coaches included, we can only take on a certain amount at a time. So, you know, we were playing games and realizing there were areas of the game that we were doing well, and there are other areas we need to improve. So that's it. And then you'd fix that for a week, and then something might rear its head again. So it's just about working through all of those small things and then seeing what works for this group. And obviously the last sort of probably 5 weeks, we've started to feel that since the Bulldogs game.
We asked Brent Riley the other day what gave him the most joy out of the players he'd coached, or who'd made the biggest progress, or who he'd felt had, you know, jumped the ladder a bit. If you had to pick one, Mick, from maybe he might have started right down the bottom and has made a big improvement, or a good player that's got better, is there anyone that you've been really impressed or pleased with how they've taken to the, you know, they've had some hard times during the year? Could you pick a player?
Yeah. Look, there are numerous, but like, there's the inexperienced group that you love working with, because they're the Schoenbergs and the Scholes and the Joneses. But I think if you think about a player that, you know, has been around for a little while, it's probably Matty Crouch. He obviously was dropped earlier in the year. He's in the leadership group. He's a champion of the game. And he, you know, he had some troubles adapting, but he's just put his head down. He worked his way through it. He's, you know, his last month of footy has been outstanding. So I'm really proud of that, because, you know, it's a hard thing to do to get a new style of football that the coach wants you to play, and he's adapted really well.
So he understands the language now, which is great. Now, listen, you're in charge of the centre square and you're in charge of the midfield and all that. Now, you've mentioned yourself, your centre square work was terrible, wasn't it? Now, I don't know if you watched last night, Jordan DeGoey played a pretty good game for Collingwood. Nathan Buckley said, "I thought it was our system would win, but perhaps it's talent as well." I mean, I can't believe he said that for a start. But when you're going through those midfield mishaps, system or talent? Which box did you put it in?
I'd say system. It's not so much always the setup. It's about what happens post the ball hitting the ground, because generally once it hits the ground or hits someone's hands, there's a method that's involved. So that was the most difficult thing. And you know, the last few weeks since we've got better at that, I think we're right up there with the first possession out of centre bounce, and we've been really competitive in that area. So it wasn't about panicking about the structure as such. It was more about how can we teach the method once the ball hits the ground, and that's something the players have done really well.
So that you're talking about once it got into someone's hands, then to somehow get it back or go somewhere else?
Correct, yeah. So if the opposition get their hands on it, what do we do? There's four guys in the centre bounce. How can we manipulate that? How can we do that better? How can we tip it over quicker? And then obviously if we win it, how can we execute that in a better fashion? So that's the 3 or 4 seconds that happens after the ball hits the ruckman hands.
Richmond, a massive test. It'll be great actually to see how the youngsters go against one of the, if not the best team in the comp. Taylor and Walker, are they likely to play?
Yeah, definitely likely to play. Walker obviously had that his ankle last week, and he's looked good this week. Taylor obviously playing his 200, so I think Mixie's already said that Daniel will play. So that's obviously Texas later in the week, because it's clearly only Wednesday. But yeah, Daniel, I believe, committed to. So he'll play his 200th, which is fantastic for him.
Hey Mick, we've got a poll tonight. I think you know we have a poll here, and we said, should Lachlan Scholl have won this week's Rising Star nomination? I see a few of the Crows players had a crack, and yes, saying 75%, and no, 25%. It was a wonderful game from a youngster. He would have been very pleased with it. Do you reckon he should have won it, or you know the system what it is now?
Yeah, it's difficult because I didn't watch the other guys' game, so I can't. What I can comment on is Lockie played a very good game, but like a typical coach, we just sit him down and say, "Okay, that was a good one. Let's do it again, and maybe they'll reward you next week." So that's his focus this week.
We heard it was more a body of work, and young Quayne had played some really good footy. They'd try and give him a nomination. So nothing against Scholl's game; he was outstanding. But I think the system is more. If you play 4 or 5 good games, you haven't been selected, they'll then put you in. So that's all right. Hey, just one last one. You spoke about players that had improved and who impressed you. The one that's really impressed me, and God willing that he stood up all year, is Riley O'Brien. He'd have to be hyping the best and fairest when you look at the consistency of the big fellow, and he's basically got better every week. I think he's an outstanding player now.
Yeah, we've been really happy with Riley. We you know, part of our struggles we had early days was we're having a bit of a ruck midfield connection sort of breakdown. So that's been a really, you know, he was getting his hands on it, but we weren't able to get the value from it. So now we're obviously getting a lot more value from that. So he's worked really well. And then he's around the groundwork, his follow-up and his contested marking and his aggression around the contest. He's one of the better ones in the competition. So, yeah, he's had a really good year, Ollie.
Great to see you with a smile on your face. Keep up the good work. One more week and then, of course, a big pre-season and looking forward to next year. Thanks, Mick.
No, thanks, guys. Thank you.
Michael Godden there has come on all during the year, and at times it's tough. So
yeah.
You can just see a bit of spring in their step. Interesting, the language, though, wasn't it? Maybe it was key words. I thought it was more than...
Mate, I tell you, when I'd been out of the box for 3 or 4 years when I went to the Gold Coast, 4 or 5 years probably. I mean, some of the words they're using, what rubbish are you blokes talking
Did you have any key things you said, though, yourself?
Yeah, called get the ball.
Yeah. And Shepherd, block.
Yeah, and moving on as quick as you possibly can. Oh. And you know what? And at the end of it, hopefully we kick a goal.
Yeah, you're on fire then. That's good stuff.